Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It is the live New Year's Eve edition of the program. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Cantwell.
And you can join us also via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. So we will go into your calls and thoughts. But coming up, we've got audio from Stéphane Molyneux. Now, some would argue he has jumped the shark already a while back with, filing a DMCA takedown notice on a critical YouTube channel that he didn't like. Actually, technically, it was his manager that did it, but when confronted about it, Stéphane Molyneux did not try to take it back. He didn't apologize.
He endorsed it fully.
Yeah, he did. And I
wrote about that, and I said, hey, he's wrong. He's got to make restitution.
And he did not.
But I don't like that this was used as an excuse to discredit everything Stéphane Molyneux has said.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Stéphane Molyneux's fault.
Who has done that? I mean, who has used that to discredit everything he said? I think a lot of people have said about Stéphane Molyneux he's done a lot of great work, and that, you know, there's a catalog of some really great videos that the guy's come out with.
There's a lot of really jealous libertarians out there.
No doubt about that. I mean, I'll certainly give you that. And it's also true that when you're in the spotlight, people are going to nitpick and pick apart everything that you say.
Right.
But when you make a mistake, you try to make it right. Right. Like, so if I blather something here on the air that I didn't really mean to say, but I said it because, you know, when you're doing live radio, sometimes things just come out that you didn't mean to say the way you said or whatever.
You issue a correction.
You issue a correction. You eat a little crow. You say, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it that way. Here's what I meant. Or, you know, I've changed my mind. I wasn't thinking clearly or whatever. You know, say something when it's brought to your attention that you've gone against your principles. And there's a shocking clip coming up here we're going to play for you. Stéphane Molyneux, of course, for those that don't know, is a relatively well-known libertarian philosopher type guy. Let's go to Kyle first in Connecticut, though. Kyle, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Chris Cantwell.
Oh, hi. Thank you very much for having my call.
Hey Kyle. It's our job. Go ahead.
I guess my question's kind of off the cusp, but I've been talking with a lot of people about libertarian ideas, and I keep coming up with this response where, you know, someone doesn't believe in free will, and thus they don't believe in praxeology, or anyone can even involve themselves in purposeful action. It's called, like, pessimistic incompatibilism. I'm just wondering if you guys have heard about this, or even what do you think? If there is or is not a free will, does that automatically disqualify anarchism, I guess, in any way?
I don't know the term that you're referring to, pessimistic incompatibilism. I've never heard of that before. I don't know a whole lot of people who say that you have, like, no free will, right? I mean, I think most people believe in free will, but they also believe that the government should control you through force, right?
I like Rich Paul's answer to the free will question, and that is that he believes in free will, and if there is no free will, then he had to, you know, because he had no choice, I guess is what he was saying. So what do you say? Your question is, Kyle, what about the people who don't believe in free will? I guess I'm not really clear on what you're asking. I'm sorry.
Neither am I. I mean, it's really fresh term for me, too. That's why I wanted to call in and see if you guys have heard of it. But it's just hard to spread the ideas. I mean,
it doesn't sound worthy of taking seriously. People who have the notion that you just have no free will at all.
Isn't that determinism or whatever?
There's like a predetermined girl following God's plan or something?
You don't even necessarily have to be a believer in God to believe in determinism, from what I understand. The idea of determinism is that you can't choose anything but what you choose because, you know, you've been predestined, but based on the things that have happened. He just hung up. Sorry, but I don't know what happened there, Kyle. You're welcome to call back if you had more to say. But anyway, the idea being that, and please correct me if I'm wrong, I'm not an expert on determinism here, okay? This is just my rudimentary understanding of it. The idea being that, well, all of these things have happened up until this point to get you to this point, you know, whatever those things are, and so therefore you can't make any other choice besides the choice you make.
I actually think I had a similar discussion with my roommate Rapture the other day.
Okay.
That he said, well, you know, and we're making an argument about are people, like, good or bad, really, mm-hmm. and you know, his position was basically, well, the circumstances that led you to this position that you're in influenced the choice that you made, and therefore you didn't actually really make the choice. The choice was sort of made for you by all these different circumstances.
It seems very disempowering, doesn't it?
It does, and it also, it removes all, like, moral obligation from a person, and it's mm-hmm. very popular with, like, nihilists, right?
Sure. They're saying, I couldn't help but kill that man.
Yeah, I just had no option but to rape that woman, or, you know, it was the circumstances of my upbringing, and I'm like, no, you make millions and millions of choices over the course of your life, and all of those choices led up to the moment that put you right in that spot, and you were responsible for all of them. And there were choices that were made outside of your control, no question about it. You were put in circumstances where your choices were certainly limited.
Sure.
But you had a number of choices to make every single time, and every single time you made that choice.
It seems pretty clear to me. I have heard about this determinism stuff, though, from people within the Liberty Movement. So I would say to Kyle about his question is, this is not uncommon even within the Liberty Movement to have this discussion with people. I don't know how popular it is, but it's common enough to where I've come across it more than, you know, more than a few times.
Yeah, I'll get into, you know, nihilism versus is there such a thing as morality versus morality is subjective or objective or whatever, but I very rarely find that somebody just acts as if we have no choice in the matter. That doesn't, I don't find that too frequently, but I've had it a couple times.
So, you can share your thoughts on that issue if you'd like, because I like the idea of free will. I mean, it seems like we have free will. It's certainly a very crystal clear illusion that we have free will. If there is no free will, it's a darn convincing illusion that we do have it.
Right? Certainly
because,
is.
Like, you're trying to decide right now whether or not you're going to drink tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I'm making choices all of the time. I would love to just take that burden off my shoulders and be like, well, it's not really up to me now, is it? I can just go and, you know.
I'm a victim of circumstance.
Yeah, I'll just go have unprotected sex with strangers and do drugs and not pay my bills and just say that, hey, this is all not my fault.
Yeah, I agree. I think it sounds like the people who are saying those things are making excuses for bad choices or something like that almost.
Exactly. Like, it's I don't have a whole lot of sympathy for that. If somebody wants to call up and discuss it with me intelligently and is, you know, well-informed on the position, I think it would be an interesting debate, though.
All right, toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. So we're going to play the audio. This is from apparently the most recent episode of Stefan Molyneux's show, which is called Free Domain Radio. And let's just jump right into it, and we'll comment as necessary as we go throughout it here.
And he's just there selling cigarettes. In other words, there's no victim from him. But he's going to get, you know, tackled, and then just like with any other law, you can be thrown in a cage or killed if you resist.
Well, but hang on a sec. So, no victim.
For him selling cigarettes?
Absolutely, there is.
Okay, well, I've missed that one. What would you say? Who's the victim?
Well,
it's
the victim is the people who are obeying the law.
Ooh.
So,
and there's more.
Yeah.
There's more. We'll get into it. But that's a shocker. And you can tell even his listener is shocked by what he's saying, and he'll ask for clarification here. Well, what do you mean? I mean, why? Because this guy, Stefan Molyneux, seems like one of the most anti-state guys. He's got a video out that was an excellent video called The Sunset of the State. You know, this guy is no fan of the state. He's constantly critiquing the state, but yet to say that by selling loose cigarettes, you're somehow victimizing the people who are obeying the laws?
Yeah, it's one of these, it is shocking to me because, according to Stefan Molyneux, taxation is theft. You know, the taxation itself is the crime. Taxation is the thing that's creating the victim. And apparently the guy who just tries to not be a victim is somehow victimizing all the other victims. And that's sort of like,
slave violence all the way.
Well, exactly. We're all in the slave dungeon, and Jamal is thinking about escaping, and they're like, don't escape because Master will whoop us. I mean, like, it's crazy talk.
This is so shocking because this is Stefan Molyneux is the person who, one of the people who really popularized the idea that everybody's on a big plantation. He's got another video about that where he talks about how countries are plantations, or, you know, sort of plantations writ large, essentially, and yet here he is engaging in that slave-on-slave violence where somebody gets mad, some business owner gets mad because somebody is doing business without permission. Somebody has had the courage to go out there and take personal risk and do business without asking a state government bureaucrat for permission first. To me, that person's a hero. They deserve a pat on the back and a thank you for doing that rather than jumping through all the hoops.
Not to have the wind squeezed out of their lungs.
Yeah, so we'll continue here. There's another. I took about a 3-minute long clip. Stefan gets more detailed on what he means by this crime supposedly has a victim. We're coming up on Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market.
Making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Your personal rights and freedoms are under fire. Rising prices, drought conditions, domestic threats, and excessive government regulations only increase the threat. Having a supply of food is the difference between freedom and captivity. Depression time breadlines extended for blocks, and those at the end of the line not only experienced fear and humiliation, but often did not receive any food. Having a supply of GoFoods will keep you out of the breadlines and allow you freedom from government dependency for one of your greatest needs. Whether today or in 25 years, GoFoods will be there for you when you need it most. Buy it today, save it for later, feed your freedom. Special values now available. Call us at 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Cantwell.
And we invite you to join Free Talk Live in Austin, Texas, March 28th and 29th. That's coming up fast. It's going to be the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference happening at the Moody Theater in downtown Austin, March 28th and 29th. Speakers, exhibitions, a great opportunity to do some networking, as well as hosting the second $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon. It's the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference. They'll highlight what Bitcoin means to everyone, as well as concentrate on where the technology can go beyond just being a currency. If you want a glimpse into the future, you'll want to be in Austin, Texas, March 28th and 29th. Go to TexasBitcoinConference.com. Get your tickets there, and if you use code FTL, you'll save $25 off the already fairly low admission price of $150. So knock $25 off if you use code FTL. And if you use code FTL, then another $25 of that total will go toward Sean's Outpost, which is a great Bitcoin-based charity operating out of Florida helping homeless people. So you're getting a great price for an amazing event, and we'll look forward to seeing you there because Free Talk Live was there broadcasting live last year, and we'll be there again this year, March 28th, 29th, the Moody Theater in downtown Austin. Go to TexasBitcoinConference.com and grab your tickets there. Again, that's TexasBitcoinConference.com, and don't forget code FTL as we continue here with I'm going to just play through the clip of Stefan Molyneux, and then we'll get to folks who have some comments here.
Yeah.
So they have some unrelated comments, which is fine. You can call in about anything you want, but I do want to get through this clip. So far in the clip, it's Stefan talking to a caller about the Eric Garner situation, the man who was choked basically to death by a New York City cop for selling loose cigarettes. And Stefan Molyneux has made the statement, the claim, that what Eric Garner did, selling loose cigarettes, was a crime with a victim because some people have paid the state for the privilege to sell cigarettes. And so how dare this man sell his own cigarettes without asking permission, without paying the state tax, et cetera, et cetera.
What an evil man.
So it's pretty shocking. We'll continue the clip here now.
That's interesting. I'm surprised that you make that connection there, Steph, just because for me, like, because they are victimized by the state by, like, you know, like, I guess, like, vendor licensing laws there. And
well, no. I mean, there is that, obviously. There's property taxes, and there's the expense
of having a shop. But Eric Garner is imposing that on him.
No, but it's the cigarette taxes, right?
Well, that's
and
a,
the fact
well, that's,
that cigarettes
one,
that sure. Yeah, but so there's cigarette taxes, and as far as I understand it, I'm pretty sure about this, that store owners are not allowed to sell single cigarettes.
So?
And so he's able to...
But that wouldn't be... But they wouldn't be the victim of him because he's selling cigarettes loosely. It's just that he's playing outside the rules. The victimization is from the state to the store owners.
Now, the caller is spot on here. I mean, the caller is, you know, everything the caller's saying is right on.
And I imagine that the caller is a regular Molyneux listener, by the way, too, okay? Because these are arguments that you would have heard from Stefan Molyneux in previous things. And we'll see if we get to it, but I brought in a clip of him talking about the Clive and Bundy situation where he took a much different tone, you know? And it's not the idea that you are somehow screwing over your fellow taxpayer by not paying your taxes. This is a new one for Stefan Molyneux, to my knowledge. I saw him when he came out with his first video about the Eric Garner situation. Somebody brought it to my attention thinking that he was like pro-cop, and I said, well, you know, I didn't think that it was pro-cop, but I didn't like the idea that when an officer gives you an order, you have to obey it.
Was that what he said?
Yeah, and I wrote an article that said, you know, that this is ridiculous, that, you know, people disobey police and come out with good outcomes. Adamo Freeman is one. Pete Eyre was another one. Mm-hmm. Carla Garrick, as much as I hate to give her any credit. There's a lot of people who have disobeyed bad laws, yourself, of course,
sure.
Who have done a lot of good by disobeying the state, and the idea that you have to obey an officer is patently ridiculous. And
well, I've never really much cared for Stefan Molyneux's game plan, right? Like, so his game plan is just obey and do whatever. It's always been this,
yeah,
from what I understand.
Yeah.
Is just obey, and then we'll outgrow the state by having sex and having children and raising kids.
Which, right? I'm all for. Like, yeah, let's have sex and raise children and
stop.
beating the crap out of them.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that idea, but the idea that you're somehow going to out-F the status is
right.
Pretty ridiculous.
No, status are breeding pretty frequently.
Yeah, and so, that's one of the reasons why he initially opposed the Free State Project, because he just wants this, he had this multi-generational approach to things. I'm like, that's not going to work. And I think he warmed up to the Free State Project over time, but, nonetheless, let's continue here with the comments.
The store owners there, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I get that, but they can't do anything about that.
Stop.
Right?
Stop.
I mean, they can't do anything.
They can't do anything about taxes. The store owners can't do anything about the taxes. Well, guess what? Eric Garner did do something about the taxes. He's saying that the reason that Eric Garner is victimizing the store owners is because the store owners can't avoid the taxes, and therefore for Eric Garner to evade the taxes is victimizing the store owners. Again, patently ridiculous, because if Eric Garner can go out and sell untaxed cigarettes, then this is prima facie evidence that you can sell cigarettes without paying taxes. Mm. There are risks involved, but then again, there's risks involved in paying taxes as well, that they're
That's
going
true.
To pay for warfare and get millions of people killed.
There's also the risk that you'll screw up the tax forms and then they'll come after you.
Go to prison for making a wrong decimal point.
Yeah, I get that, but they can't do anything about that. Right? I mean, they can't do anything about cigarette taxes. But they
They can stop snitching.
Yeah,
that's certainly something they can do. They can look at somebody like Eric Garner and appreciate the courage that somebody like that has to get into the business without jumping through the hoops. But a lot of these business owners are, it's the slave-on-slave violence thing, where they see somebody else out there in the world who's done something without jumping through the same hoops, and they get jealous, and they get angry because, well, damn it, I had to get a license, I had to pay the state, I had to jump through all these hoops, well, so should everyone else, and I'm going to call in and snitch on them. I mean, that is the sickness.
Yeah, and who
to
do you
defend
think,
that?
And who do you think is going and getting, it reminds me of the story, I don't know if we talked about it on here, but there was the maker of Vuse e-cigarettes wanted to go to the FDA and get e-cigarettes regulated, right?
Oh,
because they wanted a regulatory capture over an industry. And it's these people that in large part are causing these things to happen, these captains of industry or whatever, who are like, hey, Congress, why don't you take over this industry so that nobody can compete with me? And this is not so much different. Now, granted, a bodega owner on the streets of Staten Island is not R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company.
It's
the same idea that people want their monopolies and the government enforces them and that this is somehow okay, or that Eric Garner somehow becomes a victimizer through that is sick.
And to have supposed voluntarists or anarchists backing up someone snitching like that, somebody, telling on a competitor who's unlicensed, is just embarrassing. Let's continue.
But they can get the guy who's undercutting them and taking away their business.
All right, pause
that. Get him.
It's their business, right? That's what he's saying. It's their business.
They own it because they paid licensing fees.
Stealing his business. So what happened, Mr. Molyneux, what happened to competition in a market environment, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I have a way to, if I have a, let's say I had a better protection service than you in the absence of the state, right? And there was, some gang of criminals who came around robbing my store and yours, but I had a protection agency that was able to fend off the offenders. Am I stealing your business because I can sell things lower because I'm not
customers.
Getting robbed? No, I protected my interests.
He doesn't own his customers. No business owns their customers. If some customer walks away from your business and goes to a competitor, it's because you failed at doing your job. You don't own them. You don't get to keep them just because you've got a license. More coming up here in moments. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I don't know if anybody can defend what it is that Stefan Molyneux is saying here.
I know a couple people who would defend it, like probably like Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, Bill de Blasio,
right,
the mayor of New York City.
I guess when I said anyone, I meant anyone within the liberty movement. Who
oh, yeah, probably
it.
Nobody with any worthwhile credentials.
It's shocking. It's outrageous. I mean, it may even be, I'd say it ranks right up there with him using the government to take down a critical YouTube channel, which was his most recent offense to the liberty community, if you will. But, you know, Stefan Molyneux is a well-known, within the liberty circles at least, a well-known philosopher type who's made a lot of great videos in the past, but seems like within the last year or so has gone on a really crazy ego trip and has fallen away from, you know, really being a principled, liberty-minded person. And
I mean, the only things that come to mind for me are this one and the DMCA thing.
How about where he said if it weren't for him, the liberty movement would be set back 2,000 years?
I think that that was a really huge ego trip.
That's what I was saying, ego trip.
I don't think that he's straying from any principles by saying it.
I didn't say that was straying from principles.
I honestly believe he's one of the most important people in the history of libertarian thought. I really do.
You think so?
I really do. Because
isn't he just repackaging old ideas?
He's reaching millions of people. He's repackaging them in large part. I mean, we all are in large part, right? But he is finding new and more entertaining ways of explaining them. Millions of people are being exposed to these ideas because of Stephane Molyneux, and he's giving them, and for the most part, he's giving them an absolute raw, hardcore, paradigm-shattering version of this, instead of trying to sort of, like, go through the, hey, well, maybe you have a limited government and a blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And he's really just saying, no, you can't continue to use violence against your fellow man. And he's doing it, you know, so frequently. And such.
I want to give him credit where credit's due. I mean, like I said, he's got a catalog of some really great stuff in the past. But recently, it seems like he's gone off the rails.
No, but recently, too, he's made great stuff. And I think even the stuff that people are coming after him, calling him a misogynist for, is great stuff. He's trying to look at women's role in the cycle of violence, talking about, look, people, you criticize women as a group, then you're a misogynist, right? Mm-hmm. But, you know, he's got some pretty convincing numbers here that's saying, like, look, women are the vast majority of child abusers, that they're more likely to abuse boys than girls, and then you wonder why men go out and do violence in society, going after...
but to make a statement like evil is a matriarchal thing is pretty ridiculous.
The matriarchal lineage of evil is the title of the video, and he's just saying that it has it, right? And I think that people
it has
have this...
What?
The evil has a matriarchal lineage. It exists, right?
What is that supposed to mean, though? It sounds ridiculous.
Our mothers abuse us as children, and we grow up to think that violence is okay.
Well,
and not that our fathers don't. Believe me, do you think that fathers abusing their children does not get enough attention? I mean, it does. In my book, it does.
But claim that evil comes from comes from women is pretty ridiculous.
Evil comes from men and women,
okay,
but most people don't want to accept that. And what he's really responding to, in large part, is the feminist movement. Okay, and if you put it in that context, if you read feminist content, that women blame men for the violence in the world, and that is sick. That is sexist. That's misandry.
I agree
and
with
that's
you
awful.
And to do the same
the
thing
time.
In reverse is not any better.
No, but
and that's what I heard.
But if you're pointing out what women are doing in the society, if you're pointing out the statistics and saying, like, oh, well, actually, as it turns out, you have a disproportionate role in this problem, and nobody wants to look at it. If you look at it in context where he's responding to a particular issue, then you see, like, this is not just Stephane Molyneux hates women.
Well,
Stephane Molyneux responding to a particular thing.
I honestly haven't listened to very much of it, but I did hear him make that statement, and it was, you know, an unprovoked kind of thing. I mean, it was in a larger conversation. But it wasn't like he qualified it and said that, you know, some women are violent or most or whatever. You know, he didn't say anything. He just said that evil is of the matriarchy. And that's
not,
suggests that
not
evil
what he
comes
said.
From. That is.
He made a video titled
No,
the
he
Matriarchal
actually
Lineage.
Says it. No, he actually says it in one of these clips. But the critique about the True Shibes clips is that they could have been edited. And this clip that we're playing for you right now has not been edited. This is straight from his own YouTube channel, and it is an unedited 3-minute-long clip. We're more than halfway through. We're going to continue it here.
Okay.
This is actually him commenting on the idea that somehow he believes that selling things without government permission, without their permission slip, without their license, is a crime with a victim. We continue.
Business off the sidewalk that their taxes pay for.
Again, I guess
talking about this within the context of the situation, but to saying, oh, well, he was selling cigarettes, there was no victim. Well, there was. Because if there was no victim, why was anyone calling about it?
Because snitches are dirty and they call to try to take out their competition in this particular case. Same thing with a neighbor who snitches on a neighbor they don't like because something's in their lawn, like a gnome or something that they don't like. They're not victimized by the gnome in the lawn. They don't like their neighbor and they want to use the state against them.
Exactly. And we have, look, Stephane, maybe go get yourself a police scanner. I mean, just, I don't know what's going on in whatever part of Canada you're in, but go listen to the police scanner for a while and you'll hear people calling 911 for victimless offenses all day long. You know, we live in New Hampshire.
Next door.
Smelling marijuana. There was a guy, there's a woman who works with a demo that was like told this story about how she called the police because a guy in a store smelled, his clothes smelled like marijuana. So she alerted the police department because he smelled like pot.
Ridiculous. We continue here with the audio.
Calling about this. If I go for a stroll in the woods, there's no victim, right? And so nobody's, oh my God, call cops, stop, guy in the woods.
So if you go through a stroll in the woods, there's no victim. Well, what if somebody thinks you're a prowler and like calls you because you're like a creepy guy hanging out in the woods where her children play or something like that?
What if somebody thinks you're stepping on nature and you're destroying the natural pristine woodsiness?
Yeah, and I've had the police called on me for hanging out in the woods before. All throughout my teenage years, I was running from the police for hanging out in the woods.
He really sounds like he's scraping desperately to say something throughout this whole clip.
It really is.
Continue.
Right. I mean, so somebody was bothered by what he was doing, and somebody felt, or I guess a number of people felt, that his presence was negatively impacting their lives in some manner.
Well, boo-hoo. Well, you know, it doesn't matter.
Because this guy has a cheaper product than me. Yeah. He's negatively affecting my bottom line, so therefore, go strangle him out in full view of the public on camera.
It doesn't matter if you feel bad because somebody's out there competing with you. Do a better job.
Yeah, I think that if I was out there selling any product and somebody else opened up a store next to me and paid their taxes and sold a cheaper product than me, you know, I wouldn't be too happy about that, but I wouldn't have any claim.
Significant enough manner to call the police. And so whether he was bothering their customers and the customers weren't going in, whether he was selling cigarettes, whether he was intimidating people, I don't know, because there's no footage from before the incident. But
I don't know about the case, and maybe you know, Chris. Was he alleged to have been selling the cigarettes directly out front of a convenience store?
I don't know the establishment that he's selling them out in front of. It wouldn't surprise me. I'm willing to just run with that assessment. I'm happy to go with that and say, hey, you know, I understand why the guy who's running the convenience store gets upset about that. I get it. I just don't think he has a claim to use violence, you know, much less a deadly force, much less to call the most violent gang in the history of mankind to come and do his dirty work.
Right, because there it's a private property issue, right, where if the sidewalk out in front of the store were actually private property, then he could have that person removed from that private property.
Or he could walk 40 feet in the other direction and save his own life. But this is not, you know, this is not what anybody asked him to do. They said, hey, you're going to jail because you have cigarettes that we didn't get a cut of.
But clearly there was enough of an incident and a repetitive enough of an incident that was harming people's perceived self-interest to the point where they were willing to call the cops. Well, then there are victims within the context of the situation, and they can't change the cigarette tax law, but they can get a guy who, because he's not obeying the law, is able to undercut them off the street.
So if you don't obey the law, then it's totally legitimate from Stefan Molyneux's viewpoint to have the police called on you.
If you are undercutting their business and they can get the force of law to kill you, go ahead, go for it. I mean, that's what's going on, and I hate this because I like the guy.
I like him too. I find him a likable individual. I've met him a number of times. He's been on the show as a co-host in the past. But there's a real danger to this particular viewpoint, and I'd like to focus on that when we come back. It's Free Talk Live.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brainworm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
I'm a mid-century architectural wonder, a house made entirely of glass. So you can imagine my fright when giant pieces of hail started falling from the sky. But did I mention I'm made entirely in glass? Everyone was running here, running there, trying to get out of the house, but what am I to do? I am the house.
Your house can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance. You could save even more when you combine your homeowners with an existing auto insurance policy. Call Geico, go to geico.com, or visit your local office.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true. Trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. If you are already on the line, we're going to do our best to get you in here. Wanted to make sure we got through that clip of Stefan Molyneux basically throwing his listeners under the bus. This is the disturbing part about this. Stefan Molyneux, well-known libertarian philosopher guy. He's made lots of great videos in the past, and there's been some recent stuff that he's done that's been really shocking, like really out of character for somebody who supposedly understands the ideas of voluntarism and liberty. And so this most recent clip that we've just finished playing is him explaining that he thinks that selling loose cigarettes is a crime with a victim because somebody has a license and therefore they're losing business, and so that's a victim crime, and so therefore it's okay to call the police on those people. I summed that up.
Yeah,
right?
It sounds to me as though he's saying that because somebody basically undercuts you by avoiding being victimized by the state, that that's a really good reason to call the most violent gang around and have him choked out
this
on the streets of New York City.
Is so dangerous of an idea, and I don't know. Let me just try to bring this home for a moment. He's basically saying that lots of the people who listen to him, who are probably doing business in some way without state permission, like agorism is kind of a big thing in the liberty movement.
Yep.
The idea of agorism is to do business without asking government permission. That's at the core of the idea of agorism.
Yep.
And he's basically saying anyone engaging in agorism is someone worthy of calling the police on.
You've got it coming if they choke you to death on the streets of Staten Island.
He's saying if you are making food for somebody without a government permission slip, you should have the police called on you because somebody with a license is missing out on business because
of that. Sorry about that, Mandrick.
What's that? You're taking a cab, an Agora cab, which is something that exists in Manchester. It's a service operated by a Free State Project participant. He takes people places. They pay him. He doesn't have a cab license.
Gun him down.
Apparently you should be calling the cops on those
people.
Call
me violent.
Somebody running a pirate radio station.
How dare you?
Running an unapproved radio station, putting the ideas of liberty out there across the airwaves. Call the FCC.
Hang them high.
That's what happened here in Keene. We've had four iterations of a pirate radio station here in town. In the most recent time, the operator was visited by both code enforcement and the FCC, and the code enforcement guy let it slip that, guess who called? It was the existing licensed business in town that has radio licenses from the FCC. They're the ones who called. And it sounds like Stefan's totally fine with that.
It does. And we're going to end up running out of time here, but I'll tell you what, I am finally bringing back some garbage podcasts.
Oh, excellent.
So on January 2nd, the day after tomorrow, I'll be doing it from 5 to 7. Check out ChristopherCantwell.com. Has the link to the YouTube video for the live feed. And if you're like listening to LRN.FM, you're not missing anything much. It's the Freedom Fiends Encore, and they stuck.
Well, you know, if you keep it up, Chris Cantwell, we might actually put you on LRN.FM.
Maybe I'll do that.
But you've got to produce regular content.
Yeah,
see?
I know.
I want it like weekly, typically. If you go 2 weeks once in a while without doing it, it's no big deal. You take a week off. But generally, weekly content is kind of the minimum requirement to get on the network. But go check it out. ChristopherCantwell.com. I've been on the show. It was fun.
Yeah, it's
all right.
Blast.
So let's go to your calls. Paul's on the line in Arizona. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian. Yeah. I was calling in earlier because you were talking about Stefan earlier in the week, and I was kind of wanting to clear up a few things. I can't say I agree with what his current, what you've been playing there. That's kind of like a shock to me.
It's a shocker, yeah.
But I do appreciate, Chris, your standing up for a lot of his other controversial points of view, which I think need to be said. So thank you, Chris, for...
Well, you're going to have to pick one thing if you want to, you know, put something out there tonight, because we've got some points.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to refute some of the things that were talked about earlier.
Pick one.
Well, the Defoo thing. I think that's where he gets a lot of crap.
Defoo. Yeah. Remove yourself from one's family of origin.
This is, jargon and term that that's what that means. Go ahead.
And, Ian, I heard you say, making some statements that seem to be opinion stated as fact, and I just wanted to invite you to maybe re-examine what you say, because his position, I've never heard him tell somebody to disconnect from their family.
I'm a regular listener.
Yeah, Chris has heard it. And what do you say, Paul, to the people who say they've been on the inside of the inner circle, that Stefan Molyneux doesn't recommend it as often publicly, but with his inner circle followers is the first thing that he recommends? Do you think they're lying?
Well, I've known the guy for almost 8 years, and his position is always to talk to the family first, make sure that there isn't any way of...
Okay.
So he's not incorrect. I mean, the caller is correct. That he will say, hey, look, if you've got some way of reconciling this, then go ahead and do it. The truth of the matter is...
He's saying that publicly,
I think
though.
But
what about the allegations of the people who claim they were in the inner circle, which is also a cult thing, they claim they were in the inner circle and that it's constantly his recommendation there. Were you in that inner circle, Paul, and you didn't see that happen?
Well, the recommendation is, if you're constantly taking abuse, you know, if you're with somebody who's constantly being critical of you, undermining you, you know,
imagine a lot of the people in the inner circle probably meet that description, right? They've probably got damaged relationships, and this is why they're attaching to Stefan Molyneux, why they're getting.
So the thing is, we can't know what the truth is because we're not in the inner circle, and taking these other people's word for it, we would just have to take their word for it. So we'll take your word for it tonight, Paul. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. I don't know if the inner circle people have proof of their claims. I don't know that. It's just what they claim. So that's why I think, you know, actually playing his own words here is certainly more relevant. Let's go to Steve. He's on calling from Misery. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live. Doesn't sound like you're in good shape for New Year's Eve.
Well, it's always a state of misery. this guy, Stefan Molyneux, I've never liked him. I don't like his presentation. I don't like the way he comes across. He does sound like a cult leader. I'm a psychologist, and I definitely think that, that's what he's trying to do is get...
Let me ask you, though, do you disagree with his politics, or do you just not... Do you just say you don't like his presentation? Do you think he's not presenting his ideas well?
Well, I agree with some of the things he says, not all of them. And given this new information, now I really don't like him.
So you would agree that selling cigarettes without paying taxes is a victimless crime and doesn't deserve to have punishment from government then?
That's a complete victimless crime. No government should be involved in that. It's just something somebody's doing. Big deal.
Yeah, I heard you there. Look, I actually like Stefan. I find him a likable person. I haven't seen him in a couple of years. It's been a while since he's been to New Hampshire. I've always enjoyed having him on the show. He's had a good sense of humor when he's been on here. He's funny. And I think he's generally good at communicating ideas. It's just that now he's got the wrong ideas for some reason. And, people change, I guess. Steve, any other thoughts you want to share tonight?
Yeah, I didn't even call about that. I was calling about the free will versus determinism issue.
Go quick.
So I was going to ask, Cantwell, when you drive home from the studio tonight, you have a certain route that you're going to take, right?
Yeah.
Like the most effective route.
Yes.
Okay, so could you break from that route?
I could.
You could?
Yeah.
But are you going to?
Well, I'm probably not going to. I mean, I don't want to go grab, like, a coffee or something. If I did, then I would.
Yeah. And
if I wanted to do something else, I would go do something else.
What are you driving at, Steve?
Well,
we don't have time for it, but I know what he's getting to.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you could, like, go into another neighborhood. You could take, like, you know, a 3 or 4 or 5 mile route. Yeah. You could.
But I mean, I could go out to the interstate and stop off at truck stops and try to get BJs from strangers. I mean, you know, I could do a lot of things, but that's not what I feel like doing tonight.
It's acknowledged, you know, we can acknowledge that another option is there, but what are you driving at? What's the point?
Well, I mean, you're kind of determined to go the way you're going to go. So,
not really. He's making that choice every night. I wish we could get deeper into this, but we really, really don't have time. Call another night, Steve. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Liberty Phoenix. He's on via Skype. Hello, Liberty Phoenix.
Evening, gents. I'll be brief. Yes. As far as Molyneux is concerned, I'd have to really debate him and get deep into what he's talking about to actually find out whether or not, you know, he's correct in his assumption, because there's got to be some governing factor that's allowing him to make that determination.
The determination that it's okay to snitch on people if you don't have a license.
Go watch the video in its entirety. It's titled Racist Until Proven Innocent, and I would encourage you to watch the whole thing.
Yeah, we didn't edit anything out of that. That was a 3-minute clip.
But you can watch it. It's 20 minutes long, and he continues at great detail.
This is an hour and 50 minutes long. This is the full show.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
The reason of my call really was, Chris, I wanted to call you out on something that I thought was a contradiction.
Okay.
I want to know what you determine to be a valid governing body that would certify people. Because you keep citing, you know, people that are of low distinction as far as what they've accomplished. And I don't think that someone necessarily needs a third party to validate someone's opinion.
Okay, so just to really quick answer your question, because the show's over, but I don't recognize these people as important, and it's my judgment. That's the answer to your question. Happy to talk to you about it another time.
Yeah, would love to hear more exactly what he meant with the question, because I found it a little confusing. A third party solution, we got UL Underwriters Laboratories. I don't even know if that was what he was talking about. There are alternatives to government certification.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced.
This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.